Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Tourism is a huge economy on the Oregon coast. How do we mitigate some of the issues which come with a lot of tourism? And what is sustainable tourism? Who's working on these issues? And how does it affect all of us who live here on the coast? Today, we'll be talking with Erica Sears. Erica is the Strategic Communications Coordinator for the Oregon Coast Visitors Association, which works on sustainable tourism issues up and down all 363 miles of the Oregon coast. Today, we'll be getting some updates on the Oregon Coast Visitors Association, or OCVA, as well as talk about the People's Coast Summit, which is happening October 9 and 10 in Waldport. And there may be something there for you. Lots of calls to action, actually, today. So we'll find out more when we talk to Erica. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning, Donna. It's great to be here in Astoria.
I'm very happy to have you here as well. You're just freshly back from the North Coast Tourism Studio kickoff. And we'll find out more about that today. So thank you for driving and being here today.
Of course.
Before we talk about OCVA and the People's Coast Summit and other things, please tell the listening audience about yourself.
Great. So, well, my name is Erica Sears, and I am a fourth generation resident of Pacific City, Oregon. It's about an hour and a half drive from Astoria.
Pacific City, I think most people would know that. Mm-hmm. That's where you have Pelican Brewing, and how long has Pelican been there? I don't even know.
Just a little over 20 years. It's just about 25 years.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you grew up there, and your father, was he a fisherman?
We have a dory boat, which Pacific City is known for their dory fleets. He's not a commercial fisherman by any means. He just recently retired from being a state park ranger.
Okay, so mm-hmm. you grew up with your father who being a state park ranger mm-hmm. and in Pacific City, which was, I guess, when you were growing up, would have been somewhat undiscovered, maybe?
Yeah, I would say it wasn't quite as popular as it is today.
Right.
My brothers and I, my friends, none of us surfed, and that is such a big thing to do there now. It's definitely a more well-known town than it once was.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and brew pubs certainly also can put food, we know, certainly puts places on the map, too. People will drive a long way to have a great beer or some really good food. So, Erica, you've traveled, I know, extensively, and you've been involved with a lot of other things in your background. Do you want to talk about that at all? Or?
No. Of course I can talk about it. So I grew up in this really small town. There was a class, my class was about 40 people. And then I went to University of Oregon and got a degree in international studies and spent a year in South America and did some research in the Amazon and learned Spanish, which was quite a feat. Then after I graduated, I went to Spain and lived there for 2 years and was an English teacher on an island called Mallorca, which is very tourist-based island as well. And I was a dive instructor in the summer between the two. So it was a pretty rough life. And then last year I was in Paris for about 6 months. And now I am so happily back on the Oregon coast.
And I bet your family's really happy too, because you're living in Pacific City and you are the Strategic Communications Coordinator for the Oregon Coast Visitors Association. So what is the Oregon Coast Visitors Association for some of our listeners who may not be familiar with it?
Great. So the Oregon Coast Visitor Association, or OCVA, as we call it in the showbiz, is the regional destination marketing organization for the Oregon Coast, which sounds really jargony. And basically, the state of Oregon, the Tourism Commission, does business as Travel Oregon, which brings visitors to the state of Oregon. And then Travel Oregon divides our state up into 7 regions geographically. And there's one region, which is the Oregon coast. Obviously, I'm biased. It's the best region. It's 363 miles. It's from Astoria to Brookings. And it goes basically from the Pacific to the Coast Range, more or less. So that is kind of who we are and what we do. We work on a lot of different projects up and down the coast. And it's amazing. I think people generally think that tourism has to do with just being hotels and having visitors look at attractions, and that's that. But I started this job, 4 or 5 months ago now, and what I've learned is that it's so complex, and we have our hands in a lot of different projects, and we have so many strategic partners. So some ongoing things that we work on is we work on the Oregon Coast Trail, which goes up and down the entire coast. We are creating a public art trail, We are involved with food trails on both the North and South Coast. We do customer service training. We have bike trails, mountain bike trails, fat tire bike trails, working on heritage trails and cultural heritage. And basically with the idea of having a lot of regional alignment on our Oregon coast, so that when someone comes out to our beautiful region, they're going to have an amazing experience, whether they're in Astoria or in Brookings. It'll be sort of a similar, you know, amount of quality that they're getting.
And you're trying to also educate people to be respectful visitors, you know, when they come to the coast. And the coast itself is kind of divided up almost into three regions, with North Coast, Central Coast, and South Coast, and they all have very different needs and assets.
Right. Yes, I would definitely say, I think a big myth that people think is that all we do is market the Oregon coast. And actually what we do is also manage the Oregon coast. So what kind of visitors are we having come out? So on the North Coast, which is Astoria to Pacific City, you know, you guys have a lot of people coming out here. You're in the Portland blast zone, as some people call it. But people only come out here for a day and then they go back. So you don't have a lot of as much overnight visitors as you could. Whereas on the South Coast, which is totally opposite, and that is Florence down to Brookings, it's kind of harder to get out there because there's not an airport close by. So they have less visitors, but the visitors they do have are spending the night, spending two or three nights and making a big trip out of it. So we do have different needs up and down the coast. Yeah,
and I know the North Coast, you're right, has had a lot more visitation. We have some of that infrastructure, although certainly now we are looking at the impacts of traffic and how do we mitigate that and how do we get people to come more in the fall, winter, and spring. And whereas on the South Coast, they could probably use tourism all year round,
right,
as an economic driver for their communities.
Yeah, so the South Coast, they want to be marketed. They want people to go out there. Whereas on the North Coast, we're kind of taking a little bit of a step back with marketing, especially during the summer. I think anybody up here would know that you do not need marketing on the North Coast during the summer because there's already so many people here.
That's correct. And it's what the Oregon Coast Visitors Association does is it looks at it works on all these projects, the Oregon Coast Trail and everything. And you have a board of directors. Marcus Hintz is the executive director. You have a staff of now five people.
Mm-hmm.
And you're all involved with these various projects up and down the coast. And you are trying to involve stakeholders, people who have businesses or are residents of the coast from Astoria to Brookings, to find out, like, what do they want? What's their vision for, you know, economic development with regard to tourism, and what is sustainable tourism? So how do you work with your stakeholders in that way?
Right. So we're constantly working on these different projects that involve all these different stakeholders, which are artists and residents, and we have land agency managers. We have quite the array of stakeholders. And right now, actually, we have the stakeholder survey, which is out. So if you're listening to this and you're like, wow, those are some great projects they're working on, they should keep doing that, or you think, wow, they're really missing something, the way to get your voice heard is to get it into a stakeholder survey, which is created by Travel Oregon. And we only have a month window to complete that survey. So if you go
isn't it due October 2nd?
Right. So we only have about a week left.
So we have a week left. So that survey came out about 3 weeks ago.
Right.
And it was sent out by Chambers of Commerce. Some of you may have already gotten that stakeholder survey in an email from someone.
Mm-hmm.
But if you haven't and you want to make your voice heard on what kind of tourism you want to see here, what is your vision for you know, sustainable tourism here on the coast, then what's the best way for people to take that survey?
So it's a little hard to find, but if you just Google Travel Oregon, complete the 2018 engagement survey, the first link should be a small article about it, and there is a link in that for the survey. And it is a bit of a long survey, so make sure you have about 15 minutes to fill it out. But it's really important because you get your voice heard, it's on the record, and then ACFA, we create our next strategic plan based off of those survey results. And the survey is broken up by North, Central, South. Because as we mentioned earlier, we realize that there are great differences in those regions. So if everyone on the North Coast is saying, stop marketing, we want more management, we want more recycling centers and arts, then that's what we're going to focus on for the North Coast. Whereas if the South Coast keeps saying, hey, we want more marketing opportunities, that's what we'll do on the South Coast. So it is interesting that our region, we were able to break it up in three, whereas other regions, they are not broken into sub-regions. But we realize that there are a lot of differences within our regions. So.
Yep. So your voice is important. And so go to Travel Oregon. And again, it's the 2018 stakeholder survey. Mm-hmm. It takes about 15 minutes to fill out online. Excuse me. But that gives the people who are making decisions and crafting the plans for the next many years of what is going to happen in terms of tourism on the coast, is that's really important. One of the things I think that's so important, and I am on the board of the Oregon Coast Visitors Association, I just want to say that too. And one of the things I'm the most proud of about this organization is that it is the first region of the seven regions in the state of Oregon to have created a strategic advisory group, which is a group of land managers such as parks and the BLM and the Forest Service and conservation organizations. Anyone who is working with natural resources up and down the coast. Because what Marcus realized when he created this strategic advisory group several years ago was that sometimes land managers and people who are, they're sending out messages that could be at odds with the messages that AQUA is sending out, you know, or Travel Oregon. And so if a certain title is being overvisited, then wait, we don't want to be, you know, we want to know from our land managers, like, oh, you don't, oh, this is snowy plover habitat. Oh, this is, so that is a marvelous thing. And I think now every region is going to be looking at following what AQUA has just done there.
I believe so, yeah. I just presented about our strategic advisory group to all the other regions and Travel Oregon 2 weeks ago, actually out near Pendleton. Quite a drive. But yeah, the strategic advisory group has been this really amazing collaboration. And what also is so different about it is if you go back to considering who your stakeholders are, we're one of the first regions that really consider you know, the state parks and BLM and ODFW, we consider them really important voices, whereas a lot of traditional tourism industry only looks at their visitor centers and their chamber of commerce, whereas we see them as well because they also have their own visitor centers and they also have visitor guides and they are on the ground talking to visitors every day. So we ask them to help us create content. So if they say, hey, we're having a lot of problems with people leaving trash on the beach, so we're really like, okay, that's a good thing to know. And we're going to include that in our future marketing. And before we send out any of our marketing materials, we have them vet it and look through it. And they'll say like, hey, that's great. Spot on. Or they'll be like, are you crazy? Do not tell them to do that. But we do it in a positive way that always welcomes the visitor to come. You know, we're right. Not saying like, you know, it's getting destructed. Don't come out here. It's more like, hey, you know, if you see a baby seal on the beach, mama's out hunting. So just leave the baby alone and then mama will come back. You know, so people love that kind of marketing because they think it's cute, you know, but it is really educational as well.
Yes, absolutely. I think there's a responsibility to educate people not only about, you know, the flora, fauna, all that exists on the coast, but it's a fragile ecosystem, but also safety issues. I mean, a lot of people we read often about people who have tragic experiences on the coast. So that is an important thing, is that educational piece. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today, I'm talking with Erica Sears. She is the Strategic Communications Coordinator for the Oregon Coast Visitors Association. And we're talking about tourism. What is sustainable tourism? What does it look like on the Oregon coast? And what are the projects they're involved with? How can you be involved? Because tourism affects everyone. I mean, there are cruise ships in Astoria right now, and there have been. And so how do you, as a stakeholder, and you are, if you live here, you are a stakeholder. How do you participate? And we've just talked about a stakeholder survey. And then let's talk a little bit about what just happened yesterday and what is the North Coast Tourism Studio.
Yeah, so the North Coast Tourism Studio kickoff was yesterday in Garibaldi at the Old Mill, which is a beautiful venue. So again, the North Coast is considered to be Astoria, Pacific City. And Travel Oregon has started this management studio with all the cities in that region. So yesterday we all got together. It was from 9 a.m. to 4, so kind of a long day. But it went by super fast because we had really engaging and interesting speakers. And the topics are close to everyone's heart, I think. It was things that people wanted to talk about. So, you know, the day started off with Todd Davidson, the CEO of Travel Oregon, came out and kind of set the broad picture for everyone. Like, this is the tourism industry in the state of Oregon. This is how important it is and how many jobs it's creating. But then also bringing it back down to a really personal level and saying, like, you communities are the ones that are deciding what happens and how. And he was just so grateful. And it was really great having him there, just kind of setting the scene and just being like, thank you for being here today and for caring about the future of the Oregon coast. And I think everyone was like, okay, good to be here.
Yes, excellent. Todd's a wonderful CEO, and we're very lucky to have him at Travel Oregon. And I think that Travel Oregon, again, has learned, too. I mean, the example of Smith Rock, that there was a ton of promotion for Smith Rock, and then suddenly the local people were very unhappy because it was being overrun. And there were all kinds of problems with parking and everything else. And so how do you respectfully you know, educate visitors, and how do you work with local communities to make sure that, you know, the livability factor, the sense of place, you know, is retained in your communities when you do have so much visitation. So the North Coast Tourism Studio, which was formed because Cannon Beach reached out and said, hey, we've got issues. We've got traffic problems. We've got trash problems. We need visitation in the winter. And so that's why the North Coast Tourism Studio was formed. There's a steering committee. All the different chambers up and down from Astoria to Pacific City are involved, and other stakeholders as well. And there's a series of workshops. So yesterday was kind of the event where I know from Astoria, Warrenton Chamber, we had David Reed and Regina Wilkie were there. And so yesterday was kind of a broad brush of what are the issues we're looking at. And that's, you know, our ecosystems and our transportation. So tell us a little bit about the North Coast Tourism Studio workshops.
Yeah, so the upcoming workshops, so even if you weren't able to make it to the kickoff yesterday, you're still able to come to the upcoming workshops. And so these workshops, as Donna kind of mentioned, they were chosen because they're issues that we have decided through the steering committee are really important for the North Coast to focus on. So the next one is October 16th. It's a destination stewardship think tank. Then that's more of a social networking event in the evening. And the next day on October 17th, we'll be talking about visitor transportation for high-use destinations. This was a pretty big hot topic yesterday, and I think it's been a hot topic on the North Coast in general. As we see every summer, there's a lot of congestion. And it's time that we start thinking creatively about what we're going to do about this. How can we start using shuttles or public buses or creating bike routes so that people can start traveling up and down the coast and having less people on the highway? You know, Highway 101 is supposed to be a scenic highway, but it's hard to think that when it's just bumper to bumper traffic. So that is an upcoming workshop. And then in November, the 13th and 14th, we'll be having adventure travel and outdoor recreation. And I would say outdoor recreation is something that Travel Oregon has really been focusing on lately. And at OCFA, we have been as well. And I think something that's interesting about outdoor rec is when you look at some of the traditional industries on the North Coast, whether that's fishing industries or the timber industry, that as that has kind of declined or plateaued, you can see that the tourism industry, that people want to come out and experience those experiences. They want to go fishing. They want to go up in the forest and go hiking and mountain biking. They will pay to be a lumberjack for a day, you know? So it's this knowledge that we as locals have and we can share with visitors. So it's interesting about outdoor recreation. And then in December, we have the cultural heritage tourism on the 4th and 5th, which I'm so grateful that we're including cultural heritage into the studio. And, you know, cultural heritage going all the way back to Native Americans as well. You know, sometimes we can be a little bit nearsighted with where our heritage begins and ends. So we had some great talks about what that means yesterday. And then January 15th, we have visitor communications and destination marketing. So how can you plug into existing marketing and communication? How can you do that in a sustainable way? And then the 16th is the community kickoff. So from there, it's like these workshops, the workshops are over, but the action teams are just beginning. And so through all these workshops and yesterday at our kickoff, you could see people meeting each other and really making these strong connections. And hopefully they'll be, you know, friendships, but really strategic partnerships up and down our entire coast that will go on for years.
Right. And the actual is in Astoria in January at the Loft at the Red Building.
Yeah.
So and if you want to find out how to be engaged with the North Coast Tourism Studio. If you have an issue, if you have a solution, if you have a way to participate that's going to affect, you know, your business or how you're functioning here on the coast, just Google North Coast Tourism Studio, and then you will find everything. You will find all the agenda of all the workshops and how to register for that. Then you have suddenly here within like a couple of weeks, there's the Oregon Coast Visitors Association, very own annual People's Coast Summit. What is that?
Yeah, so the People's Coast Summit, I tell you, I'm going to all these conferences. It's exciting and tiring, and I'm meeting so many people, so it's really fun. But the People's Coast Summit is our annual conference. And so every year, Travel Oregon has the Governor's Conference on Tourism, quite a mouthful there. And it's this really great conference that they put on for the entire state. And they have all these great workshops and speakers and networking events. But it can be kind of expensive for our small mom and pop businesses on the coast to attend, because you have to drive out to Bend or to Eugene and have your lodging. And, you know, the conference is a bit expensive to attend. So Marcus Hins, my director, his idea was to clone that and make a smaller version and make a coastal version so that small mom and pop businesses could go to our annual conference. It changes locations, so it should be north, central, south coast. We always try to be fair with all the regions. And it's this time where you can network with other coastal businesses. You know, even though another business might be a couple hours away from you, they're having the same visitors. And because of that, they're probably having the same challenges and wins that you're having. So it's a great time for our entire coast to come together. Our workshops offer sort of nuts and bolts kind of skills that you can take back right away and use for your own business, while our keynote speakers are sort of bigger picture thinking and bring people together. And then we at Aqua, we just love to have a good time. And so it's supposed to be like a party, you know? We like to have it just be fun and exciting. And this year we actually have a Brazilian drumming band that will be joining us Tuesday evening.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the agenda for the People's Coast Summit, because people do have to register for that. Mm-hmm. And again, they can Google People's Coast Summit. And again, if you own a bakery, if you have a bike shop, if you have something where not only you have local visitation, but you have out of state, out of the community visitation, you have tourism. Your tourism is part of your business, you know, that's what economic development is. We're all working now here with tourism on the coast. So there's something here for you. So let's talk a little bit about the agenda.
Yes. So it kicks off on October 9th, which is a Tuesday. And so then we'll have our breakfast opening, and then we have a set of workshops in the morning. There's five different workshops to attend.
Like an example of a couple of workshops.
Yeah. So we have Travel Oregon 101. Which is great if you're like, I don't really know what the Oregon Coast Visitor Association is. I don't really know what Travel Oregon is and what they do for me as a business. It's great. You can go there and they'll have someone representative from each of their departments talking about what they do. So that's exciting. We also have workshops like Guest Service Gold, which is an international customer service curriculum that we have been implementing up and down the Oregon Coast with the idea that having this great customer service and all of our businesses will benefit us as a coastal region. And you as an employer, if you train all of your employees to be trained this way, even if they go to another business the next year, hopefully those employees that come to you will already have the same type of training. So we're trying to really align the customer service. So we do have a workshop with that. And a fun twist is they actually have a guest speaker who has created virtual reality customer service training, and that we might be trying to mix up with that. And so the idea is that you would have like the virtual reality and as if like a customer is actually talking to you, and the way that you respond to them is the way that they'll react, you know. So this is the future, people.
Okay.
Yeah. We also have outdoor recreation. We have how to connect your business with marine reserves. There's really a wide array of workshops to
right.
attend.
Right. And for lots of the mom and pops, too, they don't know really how to market their business. They don't understand about social media. There's agritourism. I mean, you're covering those topics, too.
Yeah. And Google Analytics. Yeah, exactly. Social media, how to sort of get your piece of the pie when it comes to that as well. So, yeah, quite an array of things.
Right. Anything else people should know about the People's Coast Summit?
I would say, yeah, you should register soon. We have been selling a lot of tickets on it, so just go online.
And it's in Waldport. And yes. Waldport is, and where is it in Waldport again?
Yes, so we're actually doing the campus concept, And when the idea is that you don't have to always have a conference in one building. And what's nice is between, you know, so the Moose Lodge is where we'll be having all of our keynote speakers and most of our meals. So people will be there together. You have that great networking. But when it's time to go into your workshop breakouts, you get to walk around beautiful Walport. It's this quaint little town. And at OCFA, what we do is we really try to spread the love on the Oregon coast as well. And so Walport is one of those towns that needed a little extra attention and a boost. And the town is so excited to host this. So then the workshop sessions will be at the bank in a conference room there. It'll be at the community center. We have some different areas around that the workshops will be taking place in.
So it's a great opportunity for, again, the mom and pop businesses or attractions or whatever you're involved with. And if you are touched by tourism, then you can go to the People's Coast Summit in Waldport on a Tuesday, Wednesday, October 9 and 10. Mm-hmm. And you can experience workshops. It's like a mini version of the Oregon Governors Conference, mm-hmm. you know, put on by Travel Oregon. And you can meet new people. You can form alliances. And if you're not alone, if you have issues that you're dealing with, too much of something, not enough of something, I mean, these are ways for you to really get help for your business and for, you know, whatever you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
That involves tourism. Mm-hmm. So we just have a few minutes left. We've talked a little bit about what the Oregon Coast Visitors Association is. We've talked about the stakeholder survey because we want to remind people to do that. So why don't we tell people again how to go to the, get to participate in the stakeholder survey?
Yeah, so if you just Google Travel Oregon, complete the 2018 engagement survey, the first thing, the first link there should take you to a page that you can complete the survey with that.
Right. So about 15 minutes online, and you get to not only, it's multiple choice a lot of times, like, would you rather see this, 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 or this happen? What do you think is the priority here? And you also can comment. You can make some comments. So, okay, so that's the first thing. Take the stakeholder survey. Mm-hmm. Then you have these workshops and the one coming up in Seaside, for the North Coast Tourism Studio.
Yeah. So the next one will be October 16th and 17th. Even if you weren't at the kickoff yesterday, it's totally okay. We want your voice to be heard. We want to collaborate with everyone. So you can just go, just as Donna mentioned, Google North Coast Tourism Studio, and then you can register for those upcoming workshops.
Okay, good. And then finally, the People's Coast Summit, the annual conference the Oregon Coast Visitors Association puts on for people up and down the coast, happening in Waldport.
Yeah, come have fun with us. We want you to come. You're invited. Everyone's invited to come. You can register online. Just check out the People's Coast Summit.
Right. Okay. The People's Coast Summit. Any last thing? We just have another minute left. Thank you so much for being here today, Erica.
It was so great to be here. Thanks for having me, Donna.
Well, you're excited about your work. And I think we do realize that it's very important to make thoughtful decisions about the future right now. Travel Oregon's done a marvelous job of bringing tourism here, especially on the North Coast. And now how do we manage that? How do we holistically work with communities and with the natural world to make this a sustainable economic benefit to everyone? So thank you so much for all the work you're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. And I will be seeing you at the People's Coast Summit.
Great.
And I want to thank Joanne Rideout for being the engineer today. Thank you so much, Joanne. And my gratitude to local banjo instructor and musician Michael Bruin for his wonderful original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today, right now. Take a deep breath. It's so good for body, mind, and spirit. And then with gratitude, focus on the good things in your life. There'll always be those things that aren't going well, but with gratitude, focus on the things that are, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can. Everyone really is. And for being here now, in this moment, the only moment which exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.